Now, there's a man who I played cricket against. He took a blinder of a catch one day, and I was very upset with him. And he also had a head knock without a helmet early in his career and needed brain surgery to recover. His name is Phil Simmons. He played for the West Indies, and he's coming out of Dubai. G'day, Phil.
How are you, slats? I still remember that catch.
Yes, SCG, backward point or gully. That was a hell of a catch.
Yeah, you used to hit them too hard, so I had to get you out.
Well, I needed some runs at the time. I think I was dropped after that. Thanks, Phil.
He'll get over it eventually, Phil, don't worry.
Phil, your name's been mentioned a lot in the last couple of days when we go through the history books of incidents like this Phil Hughes situation. It's terrible. He's still fighting for his life, Phil. And you were in a situation like that once upon a time as well.
Yeah, and it's very sad that my name is mentioned a lot in something like this, but it's part of life sometimes. I think we all praying for him, and yes, I was in a situation like this and came out of it, and my wife would say that I came out of it better than I went into it, so maybe she's right, but no, it's always, there's always hope, you know, and I think, as I was saying earlier to someone, that on my second day, I was written off. I wouldn't play again, and okay. I was put in a long term ward. And 8 days later, I walked out and went to a hotel and convalesced for a month. So, yeah. And 3 months later, I was back trying to play cricket again. So there's a lot of hope involved there.
Yeah, your story gives Philip Hughes a tremendous amount of hope, Phil. You actually weren't even wearing a helmet on that day. Is that correct, back in 1988?
Yeah. The helmets were in that transitional period where some guys were wearing it, some were wearing it with the side piece, the flap on the side, some weren't. Mm. And I was just one of them who wasn't ready to get into the helmet stage yet, you know. So it was that stage.
Phil, your situation was dire at the time, and you had surgery to release the blood and the pressure off the brain. Is that right?
Yes. I had to have emergency surgery because the clot was getting bigger and bigger very quickly, so they had to do an emergency surgery. Mm.
Do you think there needs to be modification to the helmet, Phil? I'm sort of saying, well, they should explore to see whether there isn't something that you could drape down the back. I don't think you can make the helmet any lower because of movement or restricted movement, but do you think they should look at that?
Well, I think when everything happens, it happens. There's a reason for it, and I think now we look at it and we say, in my time, there had some guys who wouldn't wear it, and so Viv never wore it in the end, but it made people think about the fact that this is a new stage and helmets have to come in. People, the manufacturers are going to look at this and say, well, can we go down a little bit lower? And can we? Is there a way to do it? And hopefully they come up with something, because none of us want to see something like this happen again. So hopefully they come up with something that protects that little soft part a little bit lower down.
Yeah. We're chatting with Phil Simmons. Lucky enough to catch up with Phil, of course, a legend as far as the West Indies is concerned, and of course toured down under many, many times. Phil, did you ever feel any animosity to the bowler that struck you? And obviously we all feel for Philip Smith, but all for Philip Hughes, but also for Sean Abbott today.
No, there's no animosity. I think that we played the game, and as all Aussies do and all West Indians did, we played the game hard. Once we crossed the rope, we played the game very hard, and no one is trying to hurt the game. And I think that with my injury, my wife was telling me that Sid Lawrence was at my bedside the next day holding my hands and water running down his cheek, because it's not something that he went out there to do. So I think you have to spare a thought for Abbott, because it's going to play on his mind a lot. So just as much as it would do any of the other players who was on the field at that time and saw everything that happened. So you have to spare a thought for him, and it's not something that's deliberate.
No, exactly right. And Phil, before we say goodbye, mate, are you still coaching Ireland?
Yeah, we just out in Dubai on a 2-week training camp.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're trying to get some warm weather training in before Christmas.
And just so you know, Phil, we run this radio show on TV as well, our channel 519. And the guys over at French's Forest, they found that catch in the gully, so everyone's seeing what you were able to do.
What a catch! What a catch!
Sorry, Slad.
Hey, you were pretty happy, Phil.
Yeah, I had to get him out early. He would have been a pain later on. So.
Fantastic, mate. So you're part of the World Cup, and this is part of the preparation.
Yeah, we just it's pretty cold in Ireland now, so we got a chance to come 2 weeks here and play a couple of games against New Zealand A team, which is touring here now, so take that opportunity.
Thank you for your time, Phil. It's pretty heavy over here at the moment, as you can tell, and there's a lot of rallying around Philip, so we thank you for your story and look forward to seeing you when the World Cup starts.
Yeah, and usually I don't believe in too many coincidences. I was 25. I was fit as a fiddle too, so and I came back from it. So, and it's another Phil. So I can keep all these little things in mind, you know. So.
Good on you, mate. You take care.
All right, pal. Take care of yourself. Cool.